You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to my show. How is everybody doing? I hope you had a fabulous week. My name is Maria. If this is your first time here, I am a strategic intuitive consultant. So what does that mean? I am a reader or an intuitive that not only could give you guidance, but I like to give solutions. I just don't like to throw things out and leave you there. I want to work things out for you, for your best and highest good. You could always reach me at 640-208-1014. And my website is askmarianow.info. So one of the things that I do, and most of the questions, or many times I get this question is, what is keeping me from my purpose, or am I even living in my purpose? And that confuses many of us, right? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we here for a specific reason? And what's holding you back? Most times, fear is what's holding you back. Fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear that people are going to just not take you serious at all. And that kind of hinders you, right? You just don't want to move forward. You could have a million great ideas and get excited, but then all of a sudden, this overwhelming fear, and it keeps you stagnant. You don't really move on. So I also say that you're also afraid to sometimes step into that authoritative role, right? Like now you're becoming someone who's speaking your voice. You have a lot of experience. People are going to come to you, and that could be scary. So that's a lot of things that I do see. I also want you to know that basically you do know when you're living in your purpose because you're happy. You wake up happy. You want to go to work, and you're happy doing what you're doing. And I want you to continue with that. And if you're anybody out there is having ideas now of something you want to do, just value your knowledge, value what you love to do. And anybody wants to put you down, I'm going to tell you to just start detaching from these people. Most time I tell people, don't tell anybody what you're doing. You have a goal. You have something you want to do. Just write it down. You don't have to tell the whole world. Everybody's not your friend in front of you. So that's my little speech for tonight. I always like to give a little insight on a couple of things, and I will be doing some readings tonight. So I believe there's somebody waiting. I think her name is Connie from Toronto. How are you, Connie?
I'm good. Yeah.
What's going on, girl?
I'm going through a lawsuit right now for my dad. My dad was killed tragically. The whole thing about it is that the family is going crazy, and I'm just trying to, like, are we going to get along or no? I don't think we're going to get along, are we? I'm in charge of everything, so they're all, like, calling me and complaining to me, and I'm not even answering the phone anymore.
No, don't, because it's never going to be enough. You're never going to say the right word. They're always going to be questioning. So you were handed the responsibility of this whole thing, and it's tragic what happened. But being in charge isn't always the best position, right? And nobody's ever going to see it your way. So yes, you're going to be all right. You're going to override this. I'm going to look in the cards too, but I always give what I get clairvoyantly. I'm going to tell you that you have two in particular. I don't know if they're two brothers or a brother and an uncle.
I got two brothers and two sisters.
Okay. So the two brothers are being instigated more by the two sisters. And is there an in-law, like a sister-in-law or something like that involved?
It's just, there is a sister-in-law, which is my husband's, my son's, my brother's wife. But I don't know if she's really involved that much. I mean, she's telling him maybe, I don't know what to do, but I just got the one sister right now that's really angry and the one brother that's a little bit angry. And I'm just like, I haven't done anything to make them angry, but they just are showing aggression over it.
What do they want? But do they say what they want? Like, what is their questions? Like, what do they think you're doing? Right. You know?
Well, my one sister just wants more than what she's supposed to get. And then my other brother just is like, he doesn't know if this is the right lawyer, if we should have another lawyer. And I'm like, well, we've had this lawyer 2 years and I don't think we can just change. It's kind of hard. We got to wait for the guy to come back with a settlement and let us know more. Like he hasn't letting me known enough yet. You know what I mean? Because he always contacts me.
Right.
But it's like, I can't tell them enough. They want to know more and more and more. So I just got mad and said, here, phone him yourself.
Good. Good for you.
No, phone the lawyer yourself. Do whatever it is that you got to do. I don't need the pressure. I don't need the stress of it all.
No, you don't. It's sad. It happens.
It's not fair.
Many failing. It happens in so many families when it comes down to the dollar. And it's, they forget a lot of being the one who's got to handle the responsibility of it, gets the dirty end of the stick most of the times, right? Always, somebody always says something. Basically, what do you want to really know tonight? What do you really want to know? What's your exact question?
I just really want to know, like, are we ever going to get along? I don't think so.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
I think it's going to cause a rift in the family. Like, I think that's what it's going to cause.
They are causing a rift already because you're feeling this way. So they are causing a rift. But let me take a look for you. I want to get some more clarity on that.
Okay.
You got the Ten of Swords. So the Ten of Swords is a lot of burning. You feel like you're almost getting stabbed in the back from everybody that you loved, right? And the communication is going to continue. I think they still will question you here and there. I really believe you did the right thing by giving them, here you go, deal with it. You're on yourself, right? Call them yourself.
Yeah.
And if they're giving you enough information, then so be it. The good news is you're going to get past it. You got to get past it. You're going to go through another whole stage. Like when the settlement comes, it's not enough. Who could have did better? Who could have got more? Just, it is what it is, right? And if you're happy with it and you feel that you're good with it, end the story, settle. If you're not yourself, you have the authority here. If you're not happy and you go to them, maybe you're right, let's get another consultation, that's your decision. But I know you're going to get past it. You got a lot of high morals, you have a lot of respect, and you don't have one little evil bone in your body. And that's why you were given this position. I will tell you, you're going to come out ahead of the game. I don't want you to stress as much. I know you're hurting because it's family, right? It's your sister. It's your brother. I mean, come on. Let up a little bit on me. Everybody's suffering the loss of a tragedy. This wasn't just like someone, you know, just passing naturally from. This was a tragedy. You got to say that this was a tragedy. I don't want to hear no more. I love the star card because that's a fulfillment and a wish. So that's a happiness card, right? That means that things are going to go in favor. So I really, really love that card for you. You're just through the fire right now, right?
Okay.
You're just right through the flame, sweetheart. But know that you're okay. You don't have to listen to them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions on this?
No, I think that's it. I know, he's telling me it's going to happen soon, but I don't know if it's going to happen soon. This is the thing, the lawyer, you know, with lawyers, you just never know.
No, let me just see if I can get you a little bit of a time frame. How's that? Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see how much longer this will take. How much longer this will take?
It's been 2 years, but these kind of things take usually a long time.
Is it 2 years already?
Yeah, it's been 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, it will be settled this year. You got the justice card in the first position. That's within a year. So I'm going to tell you, because this is my first position, it's going to be this year.
Yeah.
It's going
yeah,
to
it's
be,
gonna be soon, eh? Yeah.
Yes, it is going to be soon. And this is all okay. going to be soon, and you'll
I'm
be
just, I just want it over with, you know what I mean? Because
oh,
I'm
yeah,
the sensible one. And I just want it over with. And I wanted justice for my dad. But then you get these sisters and brothers that are just thinking about the dollars.
No,
and
I know.
I'm just sure. shaking my head like, okay, whatever, you know, like.
And you're all mourning the same wound. You know, you're all mourning that same wound, and they're just not seeing it that way. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to be over shortly for you. This will be settled this year, sooner than later. I don't even think it's going to go to the end of the year. And once everybody's settled, you'll have different conversations with your family members.
Yeah. Well, if they don't, I'll just cut them off. If they don't start speaking nicer to me.
You don't have to take anybody's abuse, and you don't have to have self-doubt.
This is what I said. I don't have to take anybody's aggression, like abuse, you know? Like I'm just relaying what the lawyer says to me. I'm trying not to lie to anybody. I'm just telling them the truth, and they're just getting weird, you know? So.
Well, they always think, everybody always thinks they could do one better, come up one more. It's just the way people are. They always could have did it better. But meanwhile, they're not in your shoes. You took on the big responsibility you were given, and you're doing a great job.
It was a huge response.
Yes,
you know, I couldn't even get a lawyer to take me. I think I talked to like five lawyers, and he was the only one that would take me at the time. I couldn't even get a lawyer to take me. I had to search and search. Nobody helped me.
No, I know.
They were all wanted to do this, but nobody helped me.
No, they only come in at the end. That's true. Sadly, in many, many families, it's sad. It really is. But I love what I'm seeing for you, because I see you getting the peace that you want with or without them. So don't worry, honey. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was looking for. I need some peace eventually from this.
You're going to get your peace.
Yeah.
Sooner than you think.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All
That's
right.
what I needed to hear. Okay.
God
you
bless
have
you.
A great night. Thank you.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, everybody has something, right? We all have to live in the moment and try to enjoy life the best we can in any situation. I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. I'll see you next week.